Music has been credited with many things, from being a universal language to soothing the savage breast. Storyteller Mitch Myers says that with the right props, it can also help impress a friend or two.
I believe it was 1981, and I was a college student at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale. My sister, her boyfriend, my date and I were attending a concert by the great guitarist Jeff Beck in a large local arena. It was a little bit more than halfway through the show when I turned to my sister's boyfriend and said, "Do you have a comb?" He acknowledged that he did indeed have a comb, and he pulled it out of his back pocket and offered it to me. I said to him, "Throw it on the stage." He said, "What?" And I said again, "Throw it on the stage." Of course, things were pretty noisy with Jeff Beck wailing away, and my sister's boyfriend wasn't the sharpest tool in the shed anyway, so he said, "What?" This time, I shouted out loud, "Throw it on the stage! Throw the comb on the stage!" My sister's boyfriend looked at me blankly, unable to comprehend any real purpose behind my command, and stood there frozen with the comb in his hand. Finally, I just grabbed the comb and hurled it onto the stage where it fell about 10 feet from where Jeff Beck was playing his guitar. For the next 20 minutes, we watched Jeff Beck in rampant tension. "He didn't see it," my date said. "Just wait," was my measured response. Naturally, my sister's boyfriend was angry that I had thrown his nice comb onto the stage, but he and I were never that close anyhow, so I really didn't care how he was feeling. As the concert began drawing to its dramatic conclusion, Jeff Beck was just a few feet away from the stupid comb. Beck stalked the stage, and he seemed to be walking all around the comb, but never looked down or gave any indication that he might have noticed it lying there. "He doesn't see it," my date cried. "Just wait," I yelled back. By then, Jeff Beck was standing right over the gosh darn comb, his legs splayed in a classic rock guitar god posture. Both of us were going absolutely nuts in anticipation. "He doesn't see it," my date screamed as she pounded on my shoulder with her fist. Suddenly, as if on cue, Jeff Beck reached down, grabbed the comb, and viciously attacked the six strings of his electric guitar with a small plastic utensil, and then threw it back into the crowd. After the show was over, everyone kept asking me how I had known that Jeff Beck would use the comb I had thrown his way. I answered then as I do now, with a shrug and then a wink. You know, I still can't remember the name of my sister's old boyfriend, but you have to admit, it was certainly a night to remember.
Mitch Myers is a storyteller and a psychologist. He lives in Chicago.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.